presented by ListenHeadlines.com, latest world news from trusted sources. Wall Street Journal World News.
June 16, 3:56 America, New York. Oil holds gains following China stimulus. Oil prices were flattish in Europe but holding on to gains from the previous session that came after China took steps to stimulate its economy.
Wall Street Journal World News.
June 16, 3:54 America, New York. Dollar rises after earlier losses as traders assess Fed decision. The dollar edged higher in Europe after earlier hitting a five-week low as investors continued to digest Powell's comments on future rate hikes, with upcoming decisions to depend on data, Commerzbank said.
New York Times World News.
June 16, 3:52 America, New York. Russian anti-war activist dies in prison after claiming he had been tortured. Anatoly Berezikov is believed to be the first person in Russia to die in police custody after being jailed for opposing the invasion of Ukraine. A building adorned with the letter Z, a symbol of support for Russian military action in Ukraine, in Rostov-on-Don, Russia, where Anatoly Berezikov was jailed.
New York Times World News.
June 16, 3:45 America, New York. Pope Francis leaves Rome hospital after surgery. Doctors have advised the 86-year-old pontiff to take it easy after undergoing treatment to deal with a hernia that caused painful intestinal blockages. Pope Francis was discharged from the Gemelli Hospital in Rome on Friday.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
June 16, 3:02 America, New York. He is in better shape than before. Pope Francis leaves hospital after surgery. Pope Francis has left hospital in Rome 9 days after undergoing surgery for a hernia. Pope Francis rides in a car on the day of his discharge from Gemelli Hospital in Rome, Italy.
Washington Post World.
June 16, 2:56 America, New York. Maple syrup or meth? Police find drugs disguised as Canadian export. The police have foiled a plot to smuggle $156 million worth of methamphetamine from Canada to New Zealand via maple syrup containers.
Wall Street Journal World News.
June 16, 2:55 America, New York. Market technicals seen driving Eurozone bonds near term. The ECB signaled its intentions with bond reinvestments, leaving the Eurozone government bond market to be moved by technicals, such as supply-demand balance, Citi said.
The Washington Times Stories. Advocacy.
June 16, 2:49 America, New York. Pope Francis leaves Rome hospital 9 days after operation. Surgeon says, he's better than before. Pope Francis on Friday was discharged from the Rome hospital where he had abdominal surgery 9 days earlier to repair a hernia and remove painful scarring, with his surgeon saying the pontiff is now better than before the hospitalization.
New York Times World News.
June 16, 2:44 America, New York. Australia's opportunities and challenges on the path to net zero. Shipping sunshine? Alan Finkel's take on the nation's possible future as a leader in clean energy. A solar hub in Christmas Creek, Australia.
Washington Post World.
June 16, 2:09 America, New York. Ukraine live briefing. NATO officials meet as Ukraine claims small counteroffensive gains. General Mark A. Milley, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, predicted the counteroffensive will require a considerable amount of time and come at a high cost.
Fox World News.
June 16, 2:00 America, New York. AI program flags Chinese products allegedly linked to Uyghur forced labor. Not coincidence, it's a strategy. Ultra founder and CEO Ram Bentizian flagged Temu as a deliberate effort to bypass trade laws that would refuse Chinese products potentially made by Uyghur forced labor.
Fox World News.
June 16, 2:00 America, New York. Israel government minister slams George Soros for funding groups demonizing Jewish state. Amid a rise of international anti-Semitism, the son of George Soros, Alex, is under fire for following his father's footsteps to fund anti-Israel NGOs that demonize the Jewish state. Washington Post World.
June 16, 016 America, New York, Japan, finally, changes a century-old law. The age of consent is now 16. Politicians increased the age limit amid an overhaul of sex crimes laws, but advocates of stricter legislation say more is needed to protect women and girls.